Well, many people associate colon cancer with old age, but that's not the case anymore, as the number of young people being diagnosed is on the rise.
CBS NewsHour's Dima Zain reports on the latest research and patients' experiences.
The number of young people being diagnosed with cancer is on the rise, and that includes colon cancer, which many people associate with old age, but not anymore, says Dr. Andrea Sirsik, head of the colorectal section at Memorial Sloan Kettering.
Normally for colon cancer patients, they were in their 60s, 70s, or 80s, and then all of a sudden we were seeing this influx of young adults.
I never thought that I would have cancer because I was like just young, 26 years old, you know? And it was heartbreaking.
An estimated 154,000 people in the U.S. will be diagnosed with colon and rectal cancer in 2025, according to the American Cancer Society. One in five are young, under the age of 55. Imtiaz Hossein is one of them. He never thought colon cancer would affect him, especially at such a young age.
The first time I got my bleeding, I should have gone to colonoscopy. Because I ignored that. I got my bleed. I started bleeding 7 months prior to I got diagnosis.
Katie Stanley was a young new mother when she started noticing changes in her body. For a few years, her symptoms were passed off as related to having children.
At that time, I was having so many issues. All I needed was an answer. And I feel like I was just getting kind of brushed off as it being something else.
While many factors have been associated with the rise in cancer diagnoses, the exact reason still needs more research, Sirsik says.
We think it's likely what we call sort of environmental factors or a combination of environmental factors, change in our lifestyle, our diets, what we're ingesting in addition to kind of processed foods, high sugar, antibiotics, exposure to certain things like microplastics.
One tool in the fight against colon cancer, early screening. In 2018, the American Cancer Society became the first organization to drop the recommended colorectal cancer screening age from 50 to 45. In 2021, more organizations followed suit.
I had to fight and advocate to get myself a colonoscopy at a local GI doctor.
But the lowered screening age doesn't help a population of young patients like Stanley, who still didn't qualify when she had symptoms in her early 30s. So why not screen everyone from the start? Sirsik says it's just not feasible to do colonoscopies for everyone in their 20s and 30s. But she hopes the increase in interest, research, and funding will significantly improve and lead to earlier detection.
The best we can do right now is to pay attention to our own symptoms and be our own advocates.
That's what Stanley did. She received a colonoscopy years after her first symptoms began.
I was diagnosed at the end of a colonoscopy when they found a 15-centimeter tumor blocking my colon. And a week later, a surgeon staged me at stage 4 with spread to my sacral bone and possibly my lung.
There are a few things you can look out for. No screening required.
Any symptoms that are persistent, and usually by persistent we mean lasting a few days, of things like bright red blood per rectum, so rectal bleeding, change in bowel habits like constipation or diarrhea, unexplained weight loss, abdominal pain, you know, super, super tired from anemia, potentially. Really, the person should get checked out either by their primary care provider or, you know, not necessarily even to start with the gastroenterologist, just to have that conversation of what's going on.
Colonoscopy is an uncomfortable, annoying calendar date, but it is so much better than dealing with a diagnosis of cancer.
For PBS News, I'm Dima Zain.